Gaundy and Maz.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
It's the podcast.
Gaundy.
You know that though, because you've downloaded the podcast to listen to it.
It's Gaundy, Maz, and a couple of Toms on
Two Toms.
Two Toms. One Tom being the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. He's not on the podcast necessarily, but we're talking about him and something really cool that he said.
Yeah, it's the one thing that he swears by every single day that everyone can implement to be the greatest of all time.
100%.
It's your chosen field.
His go-to bit of health and wellness advice. It's like the thing that he's like, it's at the top of the list of all of the things that he does, and he is in tip-top shape.
If you want to know what it takes to be the greatest, tune into that very soon. And how would you describe the second Tom?
The other Tom is not as fit as Tom Brady, I think. I don't know 100%. Tom Tilley's really smart.
Yeah, he's one of the smartest guys we know, which is why we get him on the show.
Yeah, like Tom Brady is one of the fittest guys that we know. Tom Tilley is one of the smartest guys that we know.
He's from the second best podcast out. I mean, it's the Gaundy and Maz one first, and then The Briefing is second. That's on the listener app.
Correct.
He joins us to talk about the New Zealand travel bubble.
Well, here's the thing. The travel bubble should be open for business in about a week's time. You can book your holidays to New Zealand. Ski season is around the corner, guys, but there's been a new case of COVID in Auckland, and so we're worried that that might just shut the whole thing down again.
What does that mean for the travel bubble? It's coming up in the podcast today. Cool.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Oh, man. I could not believe it when I saw the news this week.
It's big news.
It is big news.
It was news that hit us all in the face.
Big time.
I was like, oh, it's awesome news, by the way. It's really great news. Macaulay Culkin.
Don't even say it, Maz. Don't even say it.
Has become a father.
Oh.
He and his beautiful girlfriend, they have a lovely son that they've named Dakota after Macaulay's late sister. It's a beautiful story. They have a healthy baby, and this is great news.
He's 40 now, Macaulay.
Yes.
Macaulay from the,
I know.
Let me play this from the...
I made my family disappear.
That's him as a kid, jumping on the bed, having a good time.
At home, by himself.
Do you think he'll sit down with Dakota and watch these movies? Like, that'll be a special moment, won't it?
I really hope so. What would be amazing if they did a new version of Home Alone when Dakota is 8 years old?
Dakota Culkin.
Yeah.
Interesting name.
Imagine when Dakota is eight.
I'll start a petition for that right now.
That
get the kid
such
in.
That's a good idea.
Although I do feel like Macaulay will steer him away from acting because it didn't really pan out the best.
I think Macaulay Culkin is not going to be signing Dakota up for like a baby modelling agency anytime soon and probably wants to keep Dakota at home and out of the public eye.
So did you have the same as me when you saw that yesterday or whenever it broke this week? I saw it very recently. I went, Macaulay's got a kid now.
Yeah,
and that's when I went, oh man, how am I travelling?
I'm the same age as Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, yeah,
so
right.
For me, I'm like, well, I had a kid a little bit ago. So that kind of checks out. We're in the same sort of age bracket. So for me, the moment, like...
Yeah, but he's forever young from those movies. He's forever a kid.
But then you see, like, he did a band and all they did was sing songs about pizza, which was quite quirky.
That's right.
But I was like, oh, he's moved on from his Home Alone days.
Never for me, man. Whenever I see him, I'm just like, you're not fooling anyone. You're still that little kid from those movies.
There was a standout moment for me in my life where I realised I was getting old. And it has nothing to do with celebrities or births or anything like that. This was a few years ago where, 13 10 60, give us a call if there's like a highlight moment, a milestone moment where you were like, damn it, we're getting old.
Everyone's got that one, 13 10 60.
Like it sticks out in your mind because you really do go, oh, I'm adulting now. This is a real thing.
That's the word.
It was the moment that I, for some reason, it's like I had a brain snap at a cafe and I went, can I have a long black with some cold milk on the side, which is the coffee order that my mum always orders.
Oh, yeah. When you start doing stuff your parents do.
And I was
absolutely.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I've turned into mum. That means that I'm old because she's ancient. And that was the moment I was like, oh, I think I've become an adult now because I'm ordering a long black with cold milk on the side. How annoying am I?
Well, another one that producer Matt dropped this morning is when you're a parent and your kids beat you at sport for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be.
You go,
yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Hey, 13 10 60, if you have that moment. One quick one before we go to the break, because this is also in the news this week. A TikToker took to TikTok to talk about the song The Macarena and was breaking down the lyrics, and I was reading this story, and it said, you know what it said? The song is 30 years old. Oh, no.
You still remember the dance?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Gaundy and Maz. Lise, good morning. Joins us on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa, welcome to the I Just Realised I'm Old Club. I'm the president. It's an official meeting. What was the moment that you realised you were getting on into adulthood?
Okay, so I was shopping in a retail store. I think it was Harvey Norman. And the young assistant came up to me and said, "Hi, how can I assist you, ma'am?"
Ma'am.
And I was like, "Hell no, 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 no. I'm not a ma'am. No."
What was the word that you were hoping that they would say?
"Hi, how can I assist you today?" or something. Not ma'am, because I remember
babe.
When I was in retail, I used to call people ma'am, not no.
Yeah,
no.
That's the moment, isn't it? And yeah. So did you confront her on it? You actually said, no, don't say that. Or is that just something you thought after you left?
She saw the look on my face and her face dropped.
Aww.
And my face dropped. And I was just like, no, I'm good. I'm just looking.
Lisa!
But I will take two Dyson vacuums, please.
That's right. And like a kettle because I'm old.
Yeah.
The Wellness Rebellion.
Oh, let's talk about a bit of wellness stuff. It's when I kind of put my radio hat to one side and I put on my wellness coaching hat, give you a bit of advice on how you can be a little bit healthier.
I do love that you're now incorporating sport into this. This is great. Tom Brady, you've hooked me in.
Absolutely. So I recently came across this podcast that I don't know if you've heard of this person. Her name's Oprah Winfrey.
Up and comer. Got a big career ahead of her, Oprah. Yeah,
I think she's going to go okay.
Yeah.
She does a podcast called Super Soul Sessions. And it used to be a TV show, and then I think that they've turned it into a podcast as well. If you saw the Prince Harry and Meghan interview, that is the setting for Super Soul Sessions. It's in one of the backyards that Oprah owns amongst all the beautiful oak trees.
And so Tom Brady's done an episode.
Tom Brady has done a sit-down with Oprah Winfrey
I'd
talking.
Listen to that.
It's amazing. He is amazing. And I'm super interested in this guy because he's in his early 40s, but he really is still in peak performance.
It's an amazing story, like how he's managed to do it and still be killing it.
He's got to be doing something right. So the interview really is about how to remain in peak performance, the sort of processes that he has. It's a little bit about where he came from in football. And I found it really interesting that in high school at football, he wasn't even that good. And he was like the second last person to be put on the high school football team because he wasn't that great. But then he figured out what he was good at and he honed in on that. And he decided, I can't be the best at anything, so I'll just become a leader. And that was how he decided, that's sort of how he figured out his role in football. And then from that, he just went on and just got better and better and better.
As you're talking, I'm thinking I'm maybe the Tom Brady of radio.
Yeah, that's exactly why I brought it up, Gaundy.
I think back to my early days, horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still getting there. But,
better.
You know, when I get to 40s, I'll be killing it.
Smashing it.
I'm interested to know, because you've said to us here that we need to guess Tom Brady, the one thing that he does.
So
the number one thing.
He's got a pretty strict regime, I've got to be honest. And listening to it, I was like, yeah, if I had a whole ton of money and a team around me and my job was to be one of the fittest people on the planet, sure. So there's a lot of things that he does, but there's one thing that he really swears by. And I thought, maybe you guys want to have a guess. James has called through on 13 10 60. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, really good. And what do you reckon the bit of health advice that Tom Brady swears by is?
Mindset.
Whoa. So what do you mean?
So by mindset
that?
Before body. So he puts his mind before his physical fitness.
Absolutely. Intention is everything.
Intention.
You tell yourself you're worth $1 billion, you are worth $1 billion.
Ooh, James, you sound like you know what you're talking about.
But then you actually have to make the $1 billion eventually, right? I mean, you're not just putting it out there that easy.
Is he worth $1 billion? He's got to be pretty close to it.
Close, mate.
Yeah, but if I said that every morning, it's not happening. So,
but because you said that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Actually, you're right.
That's exactly right.
I like your thinking. Is this something that you try to apply in your life, James? Like you're a bit of a mindset person?
Yeah, absolutely. Life's a wonderful gift and I'm living the best life I can.
I love this.
This is good, man. Is he on track?
No.
Oh, okay.
But this is still graded. This is excellent. I love mindset stuff.
Mindset is brilliant.
Gordy, do you want to have a guess?
I think he's got some sort of crazy oxygen machine or something that he hooks up to in the morning and he pumps himself full of like pure oxygen. I saw it at a shopping centre once that you could pay like $10 and they hook it up to your nose.
Yeah,
I've been to
an oxygen bar before.
Yeah, oxygen bar.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I don't know if they work or not, but is it along those lines?
No.
Okay.
It's definitely something that everyone can do.
I've got to hear it.
So you don't, and it actually doesn't cost any money. And I would argue that most people listening to this show should have access to this thing, and it's free.
All right. So this is from the podcast?
This is the bit from the podcast. Of all the things that he does, there's one thing that he really was banging on about.
Okay. I'd say one thing I'm really good at is hydrating. I'm always drinking all day long.
Uh-huh. Water.
Water, because I just don't want any muscle issues. You know, my muscle is what's going to allow me to move and run and throw and not be in pain. And that's one thing I'd say I'm very disciplined. I do consistently throughout the day.
How many glasses of water?
Quite a bit. I don't know. I just keep, when I'm thirsty, I just continue to overdo it.
Yeah, okay. I don't drink enough water. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
And so.
I don't think most people do. It's just part of, you know, we kind of wait till we're thirsty. But I know for me in my life, the ramifications if I don't do that and I don't get to play good.
Right.
I mean, why am I going to work so hard if I go out there and I am hurting myself, you know, muscle injuries?
There you go.
Hydration.
Easy to do.
Drink lots of water. It helps with your muscle tone. It helps hydrate your brain, which means you're going to think better. Back to our point about mindset. I think that people...
Can't you just think you're hydrated though? I mean, there might be...
I don't know if it works that way. Maybe. But hydration, he says, of all the things that he does, and he's got chefs and dietitians and fitness coaches and a whole team of people, hydration is the thing that he's most disciplined about.
I love Oprah's guess of water. No, Oprah, it's beers. He gets up every morning and cracks a six-pack. Two words that get people very excited at the moment.
Hotcakes.
Yes. And I'll add another two words and make it four words. Travel bubble.
Yes.
Hotcakes in New Zealand, Maz. Yeah. Imagine that.
Do they even sell hotcakes in New Zealand? Who cares?
Sure they
would. Let's get on a plane next week, 19th of April, apparently. The travel bubble will be open for business so we can go to New Zealand, no quarantine necessary, get back. No quarantine necessary?
Never cared much for New Zealand, but now I do. Now I'm looking towards New Zealand going, that's overseas.
Oh my goodness.
That's what we've got.
It is. Oh, the land of the long white cloud. It is stunning.
You love it, right?
Love it. I've been a bunch of times to a few different spots. It's epic. Ski season is on the cards.
Is it going to go ahead, though, with a brand new COVID case in New Zealand is the question. Tom Tilley from the Briefing podcast on Listener, who covered the travel bubble this week, joins us now. Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Morning, guys. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Are we all going on a holiday together to New Zealand next week? Let's go.
I can see us in a hot tub on top of the Remarkables, just looking out over those New Zealand Alps after a hard day of skiing.
Yes.
Hello.
Great. Organise a babysitter. I'm there.
I hate travelling with people, so I'm out.
Yeah,
I'll politely decline and
leave
go
behind.
I'll go at another time. Is it going to happen though, Tom Tilley? I mean, is this that case that popped up? Every time we talk a travel bubble with New Zealand, a mysterious case seems to pop up out of nowhere.
No, it sucks.
Yeah, and this is the same uncertainty that's happened all the way as we've tried to reopen back into our normal lives. And this is what we have to remember each time that we get excited about something, is that it might not happen and we have to be prepared for that uncertainty. And that's what's so tricky. I think Jacinda Ardern has done her best to give us some kind of framework to how they're going to respond to outbreaks, either on this side or that side. She's given this green, orange, red light traffic light system. Basically, if there are a number of cases, there are a range of measures they can take in that orange category before they go full red and put the travel bubble on hold. Clearly, though, it's a tricky one. Like, what if you do end up in hotel quarantine and having to pay the money and get stuck in a hotel for 2 weeks back in Australia? That is really concerning. And I think for some people, the risk that that might happen will be too much.
So if, for example, Tom, the bubble opens on the 19th of April, according to the plan, and you go on a family holiday over there for 2 weeks, and then there's like a bunch of cases that happen in New Zealand and it all gets shut down, there's a risk that you could get sort of stuck over there for a period of time too, right? Is that possible?
Yeah, and we raised that question with a tour operator on the briefing, and he said, getting stuck there, like, it will be obviously inconvenient for getting back home and getting back to work. But because that will mean people won't be coming over, there will be vacancies in the hotels and you will have somewhere to stay. Who's copping the bill is another question. You know, you might have accommodation there, but it will be tricky, and you don't know how long that will be on hold for. And it just depends what happens, because if there's an outbreak in one Australian state, it will affect people traveling there, but not to other states. Same with New Zealand. You know, there's two islands there. So where the cases are will have a big impact on how they respond, but we don't know how that will actually work yet.
I think the risk is too high. I mean, I think a lot of people listening, while desperate to get overseas, just go, I mean, if you've got a family and you've got to try and get over there and take the risk of getting back, it's too much to deal with.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people were like, oh, let's all support the Aussie tour operators who were doing it tough. And all of a sudden we're like, stuff them.
Yeah, we're off to New Zealand. Yeah. New Zealand, baby.
I mean, we've got great ski fields in New South Wales if
we
you
do.
Need a ski holiday.
Yeah,
we do.
I mean, it gets busy down there. And if people aren't going to go to the Remarkables, it'll be busier. But still, if that's what we need to do for now, that's not such a bad idea.
Mate, there's no better resort than Thredbo on a powder day, let's face it.
Exactly. We'll take that. Noosa feels like you're overseas.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Tropical
Douglas
paradise.
Yeah, go up there, get some warm weather.
Even the Central Coast, just, you know, go to McMaster's Beach or Putty Beach. You know, it's all there.
Yep, right up and down.
We're so spoiled. We really are spoiled.
In saying that, though, having never looked at New Zealand, it is looking very enticing. I've always looked at them like our poor little cousins, and now I'm like, oh, geez,
let's
you guys
get
look
over
good.
There.
Oh, yeah. It paints a beautiful picture. Like, you've got, obviously, the mountains, the ski resorts, you've got all that adventure tourism, but you've got wineries, and they say it's the road trip capital of the world, South Island. So it gets you pretty excited. I've got to say my whistle's pretty wet.
Tom, if you get out of podcasting, you should go into advertising.
Really?
For a tourism company, because that was the best sales pitch for New Zealand I have ever heard.
You like hearing about my wet whistle?
Yeah, man. All our whistles are now wet. Thanks, Tom Tilley. Well, we're putting together a hot dad gallery, I guess.
Is this going to turn into a calendar?
Maybe. Hot dads of New South Wales. We're looking for you.
Oh my goodness.
Because I only found out recently that my dad's hot. Posted a pic on Instagram and everyone went, wow.
But it's a really awkward one because it's not the right question. You're not meant to look at your dad as a child and be like, hey.
Well, I've never thought about it. It wasn't until it was brought to my attention. And then I went, oh, okay, well, maybe he is. I'll bring it to the show. Before we get to now, of course, Liz has one. I just want to go 100%. To producer Matt because... Matt, that we had someone on the line, Luca from Taree, who was in the car. And so what happened in the car with all the siblings and the dad was in the car?
It sounded a bit like a hostage situation.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So she was calling in to say her dad was hot, but she didn't sound too convinced. And then I found out that her dad had been the one who instigated the phone call.
Of course.
Yeah, well played.
Hey, darling.
Hand
you're doing
the kids
a segment
phone?
On the radio about hot dads. You should call. You should give them a call.
Oh, man. Well, see, you can't call up on behalf of yourself, or can you? If you want to call up and go, yeah, I'm a hot dad, then go for it.
I think it's one of those things. Like, if you think you're a cool dad, you're automatically not the cool dad.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same for hotness.
Hotness speaks for itself.
But it can be subjective.
Yes.
You know, like the guys that you would find hot, Gaundy, I might not find hot.
Well, sometimes I need to ask myself if I find Loose Liz's partner hot or not, because Liz, you're claiming that he is.
Oh, he is frothable, guys.
Frothable.
Okay. That's a new word I've never heard before, Liz.
Frothable. He is beautiful. He's 8 years older than me.
Yes.
He's got beautiful tan skin, not one wrinkle on it. Still got a six pack and four kids.
You're kidding. How old did you say he is with a six pack?
47.
47?
Wow. Yeah, mate.
That's almost impossible.
Dad goals there, Gaundy.
Dad goals.
Dad goals.
Liz, do your mates comment on how hot your partner is?
Yeah, they've even asked for rides, but no, I'm not prepared.
Oh, Liz.
Loose Liz! You ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show!